Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host.
Listeners, Test Bash was last week, and although Brighton apparently hates me, I had some minor mishaps. I had the absolute best time. It was everything I wanted and more, even if I missed half of it. So I only went to the conference day up until about 4 o'clock because I got struck by a migraine and had to die in my hotel room for the rest of the time I was in Brighton, which was disappointing because I missed like the 99-second talk, two actual talks, the 99-second talks, and the aftermath and brunch. But doesn't matter. Well, it does because it's gutting. But even taking all that aside, away, I had an incredible time. I've never actually been to a conference that only has one track of talks, so I was a bit confused maybe at the start, but then all the talks were so wonderfully curated. They're all such a high quality that I was kind of glad that there was no choice I couldn't miss out on anything, because I probably would have got some terrible choice paralysis if there had been multiple tracks. I genuinely wouldn't have missed any of the talks that I saw. The venue was brilliant. I mean, Brighton is, from what I saw of it, the small bit I saw, was absolutely gorgeous. And it's called Brighton Dome, and it's basically a theatre where all the talks were, so the stage and the audience went up and the lights could be controlled and stuff, and it was just such a great atmosphere to be in. And there was raving on one of the talks, which was brilliant in a theatre. There were glow sticks and everything. I was kind of bricking it, I'm not going to lie. I was incredibly nervous. It was my first testing conference, I'm still new. I was genuinely afraid I was going to open my mouth and make a tit of myself. And the registration period, I spent on my computer not actually talking to anyone, partly because I was trying to deal with fixing my phone, because that broke on the Thursday, and partly just because I was just like, no, I can't talk to people, everyone knows someone. But that really quickly dissipated. Vernon Richards, who was emceeing it, did a fantastic job of just really getting everyone in the mood and like portraying this amazing, projecting this atmosphere of inclusion and stuff, which was great. So after the first few talks into the first break, someone actually came and spoke to me about this podcast, Lee, who I'd seen one of his talks, a video of one of his talks in Manchester, which was great. And he introduced me to a couple of people, and that kind of just completely relaxed me and made me comfortable, because it's sometimes comfortable talking about, and we talked about the talks and stuff, and it was brilliant. And he's thinking about doing a podcast, so I encouraged him to do that, because I'm all about enabling people to do podcasts, because podcasts are brilliant. There's always room for more podcasts. Do it. Just do it. Because even if you only do a few episodes and then don't bother anymore, you've still got some out there, you've still done it, and who knows, you might end up going for years. And that gave me the confidence to go and start just sitting next to people randomly and talking to them, which was great, and everyone was friendly, and it was just brilliant. Talks were filmed, so they're going to be out, and I'll be watching all of them again. I said, they're all really good, the ones that I saw, but highlights for me were Michael Wansley, who I did not realise at the time was Wans from Thrift Shop, and I did not realise he was a software tester who had worked on Windows Vista. Mind-blowing. His talk was incredible. I know he's saying stuff that a lot of people disagree with, and I disagree with parts of it, but the command of the stage that he had, and just the way the storytelling like talent there was incredible. There was a great talk by Katrina on test barring, which is something that I want to get into. Now we've got enough testers to make it worthwhile, and we've got enough process in there that we can actually do that. It's something I'm really interested in, so I've took loads of notes, and I'm going to take them into work with me to see if we can get that sorted. Nicholas Hedrick did a fantastic talk on testers being human, just genuinely moving and so brave. I absolutely adored it. And that's another one that I'm going to keep watching when that comes out. All the talks are fantastic. All of them. But as always, when I go to conferences, it's always the bits in between the talks and the bits directly after the talks that I find the best. The people I've met and talked to, the energy that I found. That's why I'm kind of gutted that I missed the bits where I could actually talk to people properly. I was too busy, you know, being in pain. Because those are the bits that I find the most rewarding and helpful. So I did the best of what I could. I finally met Mark Tomlinson in person. I got talking to Dan Billing and I've spoken to him again. I missed out talking to a lot of people, but the people I did talk to, even the people that I'd not even heard of before and I hadn't seen around, and there were people there who were completely new to me, I hadn't seen around or anything, so I've made lots of new connections. It was really good, really good. And the effects linger, even from the short time I had there. I've written a couple of episodes of the podcast. I submitted a proposal to Test Pass Manchester on the train. Well, I wrote it on the train back because I got hit by inspiration, and I submitted it on, I think it was on the Saturday evening I submitted it as well. I just came up with it, started writing it, submitted it all on one day. I mean, I'm trying to put that from my mind, to be honest with you, that I've done that, because otherwise I'll just drive myself up a wall and then a few weeks waiting for that to come back. But even if I don't get it, there's an idea there that I want to do something with. So just the energy and the inspiration that you get from going to these events, from going to meetups and stuff like that, is just incredible. And it just reminds me why I enjoy going out to these things so much, and that I need to get to more. So Test Bash Manchester, I'm definitely going to be at one way or another, whether it be talking or volunteering or just as a delegate. And I'm looking forward to it so much already. It's not October, and I'm just can't wait to meet everyone again and see, hopefully catch up with the people that I missed this time around. And aside from that, the swag is excellent at Test Bash. I went for an orange t-shirt and a pink bag because I am bringing the 90s back single-handedly. And there were stickers and tattoos and sunglasses. Just brilliant. If you are a tester and you are tempted to go to Test Bash, and you can, I highly recommend it because it's just so much fun. And if you're not gathered from the 10 minutes of rambling I've done at you. Right, listeners, now I've just enthusiasmed everywhere. I'm going to wrap this episode up. Go to Test Bash next time it's around. Come to Manchester. It's going to be amazing. And I will see you next week with a proper episode. Probably with some stuff that I've learnt from Test Bash. Who knows? Talk to you later. Bye. We'll be right back.